All right, it's time for your shot caller question of the day. Young Jeffrey has come in studio with a hat full of names. We'll draw a name out of the hat to see who will put on the shock collar today. They're asked a trivia question. If they get it right, they don't get shocked. Jeff does because he asked a terrible question. If they get it wrong, they get shocked to the song that you want us to sing. Text in at 78592. What song do you want to hear from the person who gets shocked today? Jose has drawn a name out of the hat because he had the shock collar last. And who did you get?
Oh, I got my own name.
All right. Jose's got the shock collar while he's putting that on. Jeff, please read Jose the shock collar question of the day.
Currently, the Winter Olympics has 15 different sports that athletes can compete in. But did you know, two of the winter events actually made their first appearances during the Summer Games? The first one was introduced at the 1908 Summer Olympics in London, and the other one appeared at the 1920 Summer Games in Antwerp. But both sports shifted over with the creation of the Winter Olympics, and they've been part of the festivities ever since. Name the two sports.
That's kind of crazy.
They started as summer.
Well, because there wasn't Winter Olympics back then.
Yeah,
right?
it was both. But what? Okay, so, like, I heard this year they're trying out winter volleyball.
I saw that
but
that's
too. Not like an official event. Yeah, that's just like they're doing it for fun to see if people react.
Like winter beach volleyball?
Yeah, yes. Like there's snow
yeah,
on the ground.
In the snow really? Yeah, instead of sand.
Whoa.
Yeah, I don't think bikinis, though.
Oh, so, that's a shame.
That's probably why it hasn't gone
frostbite.
Over as well. Yeah.
Okay, but it has to be something like that that can be played either maybe indoors. Are there any indoor
well,
sports?
Well, hockey can be played indoors.
Boom.
I mean, hockey's played in
that's a good one.
Warm places all the
yeah,
time and
yeah.
You go to the indoor skating rink.
That's true, yeah. I mean, yeah, okay. I'm going to say hockey's one of them.
Well,
that
what about
if
you
so
didn't?
Sense.
I mean, if you're going to go hockey and you're going to stick with that mindset, wouldn't you do something else that's on ice? That's on the same
that'd
thing.
Be indoor, so, but curling?
Curling is indoor.
Yeah.
But it's for ice. I don't
but
see that as a
rollerblading.
Yeah.
Think outside the box here.
The half pipe? Are you thinking in the 1920s they were doing the half pipe?
Yep.
Yep.
Read the question one more time, Jeff.
Currently, the Winter Olympics has 15 different sports the athletes can compete in, but did you know two of the winter events actually made their first appearances during the Summer Games?
Oh.
One in 1908, one in 1920. What were they?
It's the sport that you can play year-round no matter what the weather is, cross-country skiing. Right? People do it in the summer?
No, but nobody cross-country skis in the summer. You need snow to cross-country ski.
Dang it.
What are you talking
okay,
about? Do you even
well,
know how that works?
I don't know. I figured there'd be a path still. Okay.
Or what about figure skating? Hockey and figure skating.
I'm going to go hockey, and I'm going to go curling.
Figure skating. Okay.
And I'm...
Hockey and curling?
Hockey and curling, sticking with my gut.
Okay.
Two of the most popular Winter Olympic sports today actually debuted as part of the Summer Games. They were able to make it work because both of them were indoor events that could take place even if the weather outside
yes!
wasn't cold.
All right.
One of them happened in 1920 when they added ice hockey
yes!
to the Olympics.
Okay.
And the other one happened in 1908 when the Olympic Committee added figure skating.
Dang it!
Figure
Rocky!
Skating. That
oh,
was it.
Originally Summer Games.
All right.
Gosh.
Got it wrong. And
dang it, it was right there.
Somebody texted in and wanted to hear Who Let the Dogs Out by the Baha Men. So sing that whenever you're ready, Jose.
Who let the dogs out? Woof, 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 woof. Who let the dogs out? Woof, 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 woof. Who let the dogs out? Woof. I knew it was coming.
Anything you missed on the show, you can always find it on the website. Today's show was produced by Steve Talk Softly Boyd and Jeff. Give me that big stick. DeBoe. Have a good one. See you later.